Module number 10, not being first. This feature is about becoming a step-parent.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. More of us today are becoming step-parents, instant mothers and fathers to someone else's child. It may not sound easy, and it isn't. With the story of one stepfather, here's John Cotry, a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
I thought that we'd be one happy, loving family, and I wasn't prepared for what transpired after we got married.
When Lynn Beasley married Penny 6 years ago, he badly wanted to be like a dad to her 5-year-old daughter, Heather, his new stepchild. In his first marriage, there were no children.
I wouldn't replace her father. I didn't want to replace her father, but I wanted to be a good enough friend where, and a buddy and all this, where we could do things like homework together or go for walks, ride bikes, fly kites, play ball, whatever, you know. Things that you usually do with your kids.
She liked him. You know, we went places together. She was all for us getting married. From the minute that we got married, she called him Dad. And it wasn't until, you know, 2 weekends later when she went to visit her father that her father said, "I'm your father, he's not."
The incident had a profound effect on Heather.
To the point where every time that she would goof up and call me father or dad or something like that, she'd freeze in mid-word.
If she stubbed her toe and Lynn and I were standing there, she would not go to Lynn with that. You know, she'd come in to say, "Can I have a popsicle?" She wouldn't ask him. She'd ask me.
Things got worse. About a year into the marriage, Lynn had had enough.
Penny and I weren't getting along very well, and I wasn't getting along well with Heather, and so I felt that it was time for me to leave, and so I moved out. It's gone about a month, and Penny and I sat down one night and talked and put our feelings out on the table, and I moved back in and tried it again.
When you have the determination to try again at Step Family Living, it helps to understand the kind of family you're in. Penny and Lynn went to see Elaine Horrigan, a clinical psychologist who specializes in step families.
We tend in this country especially to form very tight nuclear families. You know, there's usually a mother and a father and let's say 2 children. A step family is very different than that. Many times step families begin by wanting to recreate that or make it even more tightly knit. And if that's the case, people are headed for real problems.
Many of the problems will involve conflicts of loyalty.
Loyalty is very, very difficult for children. Little ones, let's say, anywhere from 6 through 11 in particular, that tend to think in absolutes. You can have one mom and one dad, and you can love one mom and one dad, and that is all you can do, because if you deviate from that, then something bad might happen, like the mom and the dad might not love you anymore.
Children in step families, says Horrigan, may also be hesitant to trust.
These children, either through death or divorce, have experienced a loss. Their trust, to some degree, has been shattered. They've been abandoned. Therefore, it's going to take them even a little bit longer to trust an adult figure. But we tend to forget this. And particularly, if a step-parent is warm and caring, they can often become real frustrated because they know they've been giving. And the child may, the more they give, may resist and become more and more resentful and more hostile towards them. And that's quite painful for the step-parent.
Lynn Beasley had to realize he wasn't there first. He wasn't the first to nurture Heather or to lay down the rules. Once he learned that stepfamilies were different, things got better. It helped that Heather's father, Jack, remarried a few years later and became involved in another family. But mostly it helped to let go of unrealistic expectations.
What would it be like to start over at the beginning of step-parenting, knowing what you know now?
Well, I think it would be a whole lot easier. My feelings would be a whole lot different. I wouldn't expect to have a loving relationship right off the bat. And I would know that I don't have to love Heather every minute. There's been times where there's been weeks that I go by where I'm glad if she goes over to her father's or if I don't see her, I don't miss her.
And though it continues to be a struggle, there are moments when everyone in Heather's family seems to know that a stepfamily is different, workable, even rewarding, but different. Recently, Heather sought Lynn out for help with a school assignment. She was supposed to draw a family tree.
She dropped it on my lap as she's going to bed, and please help me, you know. So I worked on it all night for probably 2 or 3 nights.
Well, she was real serious about the fact that she had to put everyone on the family tree. She started with herself at the top and then put, like, Jack and I.
And then she's got her stepfather and her stepmother and then their families and then the mother and father's families.
She was worried about that. She said, well, how are all these related? Trying to put them down on a piece of paper, it was hard. But she did it, and she was very proud of the fact that she turned it in the way she wanted to turn it in.
Right, and the tree had a whole lot of branches on it.
Yeah,
a whole lot of branches.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotry, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn. These features are productions of the University of Michigan.